Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And all week, we've been talking about the sin of apathy. And today, I want us to take some time to acknowledge the intentionality and the purpose of God. You know, I think it's really easy for us to fall into seasons of apathy in our life without even, you know, being aware of it, where we're just kind of on cruise control and living our lives without a whole lot of meaning and a whole lot of purpose. You know, we wake up in the morning at the same time we do every day, and we get our kids ready for school, and we go to work, and we come home, and we clean the house, and then we go to bed, and we just hit repeat on this day after day after day. And it's like our life is almost just on autopilot, where we're just going through the motions and not living with a whole lot of intentionality. There's not a greater purpose or meaning behind what we're doing. There's not something that's driving our actions and our behavior. We're just kind of drifting along, which is why I think it's so important for us to take time throughout our day to remind ourselves about the intentionality, the purposefulness of our God. You see, we see evidence of God's purpose and God's design and his planning all throughout the creation around us. We see it in the laws of nature that govern our world. We see it in the way that the sun rises and sets each and every day. We see it in the seasons and rhythms of our earth. God was so intentional, so purposeful in his design of creation. We also see God's intentionality in the way that he designed us and made us as humans. I love what David writes in Psalm 139. He says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days are ordained for me, written in your book, before one of them even came to be." God has formed us. God has knit us together. He's created us on purpose for a purpose. He's given us unique personalities, unique passions and gifts and talents and abilities. And none of it's by accident. None of it's by mistake. None of it's random or by chance. You see God's hand of design and purpose all over our lives. So we see God's intentionality and creation in the world. We see it in the way that he's created us. But we also see it in his plan of redemption and salvation. See, nothing that has happened in our world since the beginning of time has happened outside of the will of God. Nothing has caught him off guard. Nothing has surprised him. In fact, even before Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, even before they rebelled and turned away from God, God had already determined his plan of salvation and redemption for humanity. And I love how Paul writes about this in Ephesians chapter 1. He says this: "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him," notice this, "before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Christ Jesus, in accordance with his pleasure and his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us and the ones he loves. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be the praise of his glory." Nothing has happened by accident. God has been working his plan since before the foundations of the world. You see, God's design, God's purpose, God's intentionality, it should wake us from the apathy in our life. It should create a deeper sense of urgency and purpose and passion in our lives, where we can now move into the world with the same level of intention in which God created our world. We can be drawn out of our apathy into activity that is filled with the same design and purpose of our Creator. We can live on purpose for a purpose because of God's intentionality and His design in our world and in our lives. So today I want to invite you to just pray a very simple prayer as we acknowledge God's intentionality, and it's this: God, help me to live with a greater sense of purpose and meaning. God, help me to live with a greater sense of purpose and meaning. God, wake me from the apathy that I may have fallen into, and help me to live with more purpose and more meaning in my life. So I want to invite you right now to just pray that very simple prayer.